As you would have heard in our news this morning, in relation to, I suppose, concern about a missing person, assistance needed, and people needed to help out with regards to this. We have a situation with regards to Donald Kennedy, who went missing in the Ballybunion area yesterday. With me then is Mark Ryan, who is his friend. Mark, good morning to you.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks very much for having me on.
No problem. Mark, tell me what happened here, first of all. What's the story? When did he go missing, and what's the concern now?
Yeah, so it was on Saturday evening that he went missing. The last time that he was seen would have been 11:30. He just turned right off the slipway by the MacMunn's pub. Now, he was seen in the CCTV footage. He had a bag of chips, and we're 100% sure that he was trying to make his way home. But unfortunately, he took the wrong turn, and he ended up heading towards the beach rather than walking down towards the Green Valley Caravan site in Ballybunion.
Right, okay. And now, so around 11:30 at night, he's from Cahardavon in Limerick City, and went the wrong way. That's the last, I suppose, that camera you have is the last, I suppose, sighting of him anywhere.
Yeah. So we were in contact with the local Ballybunion Guard yesterday, but unfortunately it did take a bit of time before we could get clearance to get the footage from this CCTV camera. But we eventually got it at 12 o'clock last night. So we do have a lot of our friends and family members are here in Ballybunion. We came down early this morning. But I think what we'd really love, if there's anybody out there that could help provide additional support, we've been banging ideas off each other, maybe something like sniffer dogs, because we have all his clothes and everything like that, if somebody knows how to work a drone, just to try and cover that area, because it's even though it's small, there's a lot to it. And we've been at it now for over 24 hours, and unfortunately no sign yet.
Yeah, and what area are you searching, Mark?
So we're searching all along the coast. We're trying to cover every blade of grass in Ballybunion. We don't really know what to do. We do have the search and rescue helicopter. They came out at 9 o'clock this morning as well, but unfortunately we haven't had any luck there. So, like I said, we're just really asking if there's anybody that thinks of a way that they might be able to provide additional support to us. You can come down here to Ballybunion, and there's a good few of us here in high-vis jackets, so if you see anyone in a high-vis and you think you can help us, just please do reach out, and we'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, and you're looking for, if anyone does operate or knows how to operate drones as well, particularly in terms of getting into inaccessible areas, I'd imagine, Mark, to have a look and see if there's anything.
Correct, yeah, and I think the sniffer dog as well, and we did ask the guards, but I don't think that they had one available. So even if there's anybody out there that would have a dog that might be able to pick up on a trace,
yes.
Because we do have an idea of the catchment area where he was, but unfortunately we just haven't been able to find exactly where he's ended up or where he's at now, so that's why we're asking for the additional support.
He was just in Ballybunion for the weekend.
Yeah. So there was a group of about six of us. We came down to the Listowel races, and one of the lads stays in the Green Valley Caravan Park, and we rented an apartment just for the weekend. So there was two of us back at the apartment, and he did make contact with us at 11:20, and he asked us where we were. We told him, and he said he'd see us shortly. And then we saw him get the bag of chips at 11:30. And unfortunately, that was the last time that anyone heard.
Phone off and all that, I'd imagine, Mark, as well. You've been looking at that as much as you can.
Yeah. The phone is that.
Okay,
and he does suffer from epilepsy as well, so that's another kind of a factor that we're worried about. He might have banged his head, and, you know, he could just be unconscious somewhere, like in a back garden or, you know, just some down some alleyway that we just don't know of.
Yeah. Look, he's around 6 foot, slim build, dark brown hair and blue eyes. His pictures him up on our social media. How do people get in touch with you if they can help in the ways you described, Mark?
Yeah, So if it's okay, I can give out my phone number.
Sure.
Or my friend's phone number.
And not far away.
Like I said, we'll be in Ballybunion until we find them. So the number is 087.
Yeah.
9055.
Yeah.
876.
Okay, so that's 087-90-55-876. If anyone wants to help, anyone has drones, sniffer dogs, any access to that sort of help, wants to help in general, 087-90-55-876. That's people looking for Donal Kennedy in Ballybunion today, missing since 11:30 p.m. on Saturday evening. Look, Mark, the very best of luck. Please, God, all ends well, and he is found safe and sound. But thanks for talking to us about that this morning.
Thanks so much for your help, Jerry, and thanks very much for having me on.
Okay, no problem. There's Mark Ryan there from Limerick, looking for his friend, alongside a number of other people in Ballybunion this morning, Donal Kennedy, 087-9055-876, the number to call if you have any help for them.